Sometimes you need to listen to an outsider to get ideas and aren't recycled variations of the same old stuff we've been hearing for years. When the ideas come from someone with great business success as well, they're even more important to listen to. Tom Terrell has been in Cleveland since 1986, but he still has an outsider's view. He told an audience of 500 successful business people at a recent Inside Business Awards luncheon that his beloved Chicago White Sox style of playing small ball will work better in our region than the home run or strikeout approach we've been using. He also challenges Cleveland's power elite to leave their egos at the door and move away from the big fish in a small pond syndrome. Though I can't agree with his White Sox praise, the other ideas make a lot of sense. Take a listen.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Couldn't carry water in Philadelphia and in New York City. and they're in positions that they know that they're suited for, but they play numerous new clothes games, and people are don't want to change it, don't want to change status quo. We need more people who see that being a small fish in a big ocean makes a much bigger difference and are willing to go out there, give up some control, and take a risk to make a change. And we also have to keep an eye on people who sheepdog us, who basically have a circle of companies or organizations that they try very subtly to bring into a circle and get it to do it their own way, regardless of what is best for the organizations and the whole from a community standpoint.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.